Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro, founder of this wild and crazy show. And I want you guys to listen. We have a moment here of significance that we wanted to do food for thought. If a black cat crosses your path, it signifies that the animal is going somewhere, by Groucho Marx. I hope you're ready to get wild, because we're going to go somewhere with you tonight. And that's that wild place. We have a lot of callers coming in tonight and a lot of people. Fun thing is, I happen to know that those of you tuning in are happy to have and can't wait to see our one and only Melissa Berman. Melissa is here, and I'm having a little bit of trouble with my computer because for some reason it threw me out of the room. So hang on a little bit. We do have a lot of you guys writing in. We want our Psychics Gone Wild uninterrupted. We want our people. You're going to get them. And just calm right down, because like that cat, you're going somewhere. And that's going right into the fun of Psychics Gone Wild. A lot of you calling in know the phone number. It's 773-897-6461. Call in to have that psychic fun. Call in tonight, Wednesday. Make it that night that you test out the psychics. If you have had, let's say, maybe a couple of readings in the last couple weeks, we do ask that you give others a chance. We love to just say pass, or just say, I'm just called in to listen to you. Either way, we're here and love you. Well, now that you've waited for it, and we know now the significance of why the cat, the black one, crosses your path to get to where he's going, let's take that moment. Welcome the one, the only. Those of you know her as the intuitive, but she's also, not only that, she's also a very high psychic and is known for her internationally recognized for coach, medium work, and working in the healing arts. Melissa, how you doing?
Hi, Jethro. Thank you. Hi, how are you? Hi, everybody. Groucho Marx said that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, because that wasn't his totem. Just saying.
Well, no wonder. He didn't know what the kitty was doing. He just knew it was crossing the path.
Oh, he's so funny. So funny. You guys dealing well with all the energy that's going on? Oh, my God. You know what they say, Jethro, that old saying that when God moves, expect backlash?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking God, not to be gross, I think God's got a little diarrhea. I've never seen so much. Are you seeing the backlash there? I know. It's like every time you turn around, there's like a trip up. Or something. And, you know, that means it's shifting. I hope people are hanging in there.
Oh, my goodness. And we've had so many calls. Those of you tuning in,
good.
This is Psychics Gone Wild. I had a lot of you asking, if you call our, we have an 800 number, but that's to schedule with individuals. So call it. It's 844-935-7200. Who are you going to go? 7200. Remember it that way, because it's a toll-free number to get with the readers. But if you're calling in to be on the radio show, you still got to call the 773-897-6461. It means that if you call in that number, give your name and a number, you will be able to get with one of the phenomenal psychics gone wild. Tonight, being it's Wednesday night, you need to call and leave your message and say, I'm delicious about Melissa. I love Melissa. Something about Melissa Berman, because then we know that you're listening to Wednesdays. Let's go. Jethro also works. Wednesday person. Those of you collecting the stamps just got your new Melissa Berman stamp. I know a lot of you guys have been writing me, what do I do when I'm collecting these? I have three of them. You need to have five Psychics Gone Wild stamps. It doesn't matter if it's the same person or five, to have a full house. And then you're in for the bigger prizes. So keep saving, keep going. I know
bingo.
That a few of the people. Yeah,
you're
bingo.
I-53, bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong game, Melissa.
And all of you tuning in, Linda Irwin is headed out. Her picture's coming up next. So those of you going in, I know the Jam fans were all excited. We also have a really good fun thing tonight with Melissa Berman that a couple of friends of ours is trying to get through from United Kingdom. They said that they've been collecting T-shirts, and they got to get a Melissa Berman T-shirt. So we're getting that all together. And why do we do that? We love you because we want you guys to also show our name, tell people, get a hold of Psyche's Gone Wild. Yes, the radio show is fun, but at psychesgonewild.com, you can also win prizes. If you go to psychesgonewild.com and go on the left side, put down about the third little tab, you will see how to contact us. Put in your information there because we pull a winner tonight, and the winner that I pull tonight will win a beautiful 9-inch wand with 7 pure stones, and it is actually, this one is rose quartz, so you will be able to win that. So it is, you know, it is valued at $450, so you definitely want to put in.
And so are all of we. I wanted to share, treat yourself to a reading, guys. Don't be afraid. Like, I know everybody's challenged dealing with the financial right now, so no one is pressuring or pushing this, but when you have a pressing issue and you don't know where to turn, you know, treat yourself to that reading. If you're getting that nudge from the universe, don't be afraid to follow that. You know, no one's asking you to spend money that you're not ready to spend by any means. But if you do feel that you need that, you know, contact us. That's what we're here for.
And it's fun, and I've had a lot of people tell me, looking through the years of what we've done, Melissa, helping other individuals, it is helping the ability. When you need that little extra urge, and that's something that tonight, one of the things we're going to be discussing is not only the Indigo individuals, but we're having a lot of people asking us about the Blu-ray. So starting off with our emails, Melissa Berman, I have been told that my son is a Blu-ray. Does that mean he has got something wrong with him? I'm not sure what it means. I started to look it up. I ran into a lot of different articles on Facebook and other places and Google. I'd like to know, what does Melissa and Psyche's Gone Wild feel about my Blu-ray son?
That it's an honor that he's with you, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with him. First of all, he's your son. Of course there's nothing wrong with him. And second of all, he just comes from a very high vibration and a dimension. He's coming as a new dimensional being that's bringing in more energy and more healing. So being part of the Blu-ray, it's part of the Archangel Michael contingency. Jesus, who is part of the, you know, the higher beings as far as being a, you know, ascended master and a higher being. So you're traveling with good company, and you know, it's an honor that he's with you, and he's, you know, proud to be your son and to travel with your family. So be proud of yourself for bringing him into the world, and it's a gift. He's a special young boy, and he will always be.
Oh, and we love that. Now we have another individual. A couple of you guys that are having problems, let me know if the technical's picked up as we're running through here. I know there's a little bit of problem in the room tonight. It does happen. We've got a high energy. Melissa also has a large following, which means we have a lot more people on the phone, which is more fun, but it means it's going in. Said it's working, and some of the phone is having a little bit of problems with people looking at it. So it just keeps going to it. So hang on, you guys. We're okay. Don't get excited. We're going to be right here with you going through it. Call in the 773-897-6461 number for Melissa. Melissa, this is JM. He's writing and asking that his girlfriend has been 6 months involved with metaphysical. He loves her dearly. They have become very close to becoming to the part of where they're ready for the intimacy. The problem is he cannot condone the idea that she does do other things besides Christianity. And she has decided that at this point in time that she is not going to give up her religion over a relationship. She feels that's the start of not a good thing. JM is writing and asking us, is he correct in asking her this, or is there some in between so they can still have light love together?
Well, if she's made it clear that she's not willing to give up what she's doing and he's not willing to give up what he's doing, there's your answer.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty clear. I mean, there it is. That's your answer. You know, in Christianity and Judaism and Muslim and everything, you know, every religion is based in a spiritual truth. Religion became a man-made thing that to control people. So when people find their spirituality with their religion, there are people that, you know, do affirmations and stuff, all kinds of stuff that's considered more metaphysical or spiritual, but they still have their core base. You know, you both have your core base and you've been brought together for a certain reason. So if you're not willing to meet each other halfway, it's time to part ways, unless you can be friends, because it's just not meant to be.
I agree very much with Melissa, and I can tell you this in something in the way of the energy. You know, you asked about a compromise. There is a compromise in the fact that really it's no one's belief but you and hers. And if you know that she's light and she knows you're light, you two have your own. Like, just exactly, I agree with her. Please, you know, when you've got your questions and answers, please send to me. I've got a ton of you guys sending through a bunch of other ways. You've got to get a hold of us at Psychics Gone Wild on the Facebook, or if you've got a chance with Skype, because if I did all of them together, I would be Superman, and I'm having trouble being super myself. So let's hang on to you guys that are going in. We got a couple of you writing the funniest stuff. Melissa, I have to ask you about this. My friend told me that there was a great recipe for vegetables that would make him psychic. We ate these vegetables. It was very fun. The joke was that maybe there were some mushrooms in them and we might have an experience. No such luck with this, but we did have the really intense development that our heart chakras were racing, and we experienced a lot of other involvement in our house. Now that we're excited about it, we want to know, can we tell other people about this, or did what we experienced sound like something out of this world? We are happy here in Iowa.
They had mushrooms? Is that what they had, magic mushrooms?
I think so.
Okay, so that's it. There's your answer. You had magic mushrooms, and you got stoned out of your mind from them, and you went on a little buzzed-out trip. And, you know, the higher you eat, like nutritionally, the more you can, as you're guided, you don't want to force anything, but the cleaner you're eating, the higher vibration, the easier it is to access this information, but it's your process. I don't recommend doing that too often because it's a false high. I mean, you want to develop your connection on your own. And there are many foods that you can eat that bring you to a better place energetically. So I'm sorry to tell you, I think that was just one of those things.
I love the ones tonight. Carol from my cell is writing in, I have worked with my abilities for 16 years. I was really impressed with the fact that I was able to not only read people but to sense. Now all of a sudden things have stopped for me. I feel tired and my shoulders hurt. I'm having a lot of odd emotions. The odd thing is it has started since I started dating Brett. Brett is a friend of mine, I thought, and we have become close. Now I'm beginning to wonder, is it possible that he took my psychic abilities? Because in the time that we've been together, I'm not only feeling physically drained, but I'm also now not able to read. Please give me advice on what to do here.
Yeah, it feels like psychic leeching, you know, where somebody is kind of leeching off of you to get empowered as opposed to contributing to your relationship to make you feel free together. And, it feels like you're being guided through this in order to come out of it. And if you're feeling that way when you're involved with somebody, he's not the right person to be involved with this way. It's just not okay. You're not there to fix him. You're not there to make him feel good about himself all the time. It's about your coming together and feeling good as individuals together. And your powers aren't gone. You just need to do some more protection, shielding, and some more prayer work, meditating, whatever you're comfortable with. It feels like if you guys, I don't know if you drink wine when you're together. If you do, that's part of draining you. You're not needing that kind of sort of, what your guides are sharing is like almost like a mask. So for you, it's very important. Your spiritual path is front and foremost for you. So you need to kind of do a little soul searching and decide if this is really worth your energy. What's coming through, it's called spiritual leeching. Not so much vampirism, but leeching. Somebody, you know, feeding off of what you are as opposed to being a partner in the situation.
Excellent.
Everybody's like
we
having
love
a lot of closure right now, huh, Jethro? So
yeah.
People are going through this thing, which is great because this is what needs to happen now. We have Mars leaving Libra and going into Scorpio in a few weeks. We have Saturn going direct finally in Scorpio, and then we have Uranus going retrograde, and Jupiter just entered Leo. So we have a lot of shifts going on right now for people. There are many doors closing for people who are coming into this whole self-realization thing that everyone's sharing with us this evening. So don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to stand in your power. And when power is being discussed, everyone, it's not about controlling everything. It's about standing in your power of empowerment. There are a lot of people who think that they're, you know, into this empowerment thing, and they're really controlling. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And they have to learn on their own one day. But true power, empowerment, you just stand in your truth, and we shall not be moved, you know?
Yes, I love it. I have to tell you, Jethro, that your stamps arrived here in Australia. This is what I have to say. I am very impressed. I will bribe you if you will send me a sheet of Melissa's stamps. They're a hot item over here. We have a lot of friends that listen in over here in Sydney. Know that you are my best friend. I will be writing you again when I fly out again, and the work I do over here, you know, is not as much fun as listening to Blog Talk Radio. Remember what I told you when I sent you the video. Linda Irwin and Melissa Berman still rock, Jethro. Don't you forget it. Okay, well, there's some more fans of the two ladies. Those of you tuned in, remember that video. That video went wild of Melissa's with the puppets. The other one is the gentleman who did the Einstein impression, and about it. It's just smart to listen into those two ladies. We love all of you guys. Let's get the phone. Please, you know, if you have had a reading, I know we take it in order, but it's, you know, I've read for you or Melissa or the other individuals in this week, just say you want to listen in tonight. We understand. I don't want to repeat what we've had before with other things because going to the guide. So we welcome all of you. Let's give a chance to 323. You've been on since the show started. Are you ready to go wild?
Hello?
Yes, would you like to go wild and talk to us on the phone?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hi.
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 Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi, my name is Ani.
Hi, Ani.
Hi, Melissa, hi.
You're so happy. I love it.
Okay, honey, tell us what you need.
actually, I had a question. I've been kind of considering maybe going to like some sort of like metaphysics or spiritual or healing type of a profession, and I've been kind of considering like a few different. I guess different options, but I guess I wanted to see like maybe if like I could get some clarity, like maybe like so I can decide on which ones would be a better fit for me to start on.
Yeah, reflexology, you know, and massage are coming through very strongly. Are those something you're drawn to at all?
Yes, actually, I had kind of researched that some months ago.
Yeah, reflexology especially, you know, hands and feet, where you're working with the different points in the body, you know, that where the meridians meet and you're working, there are different organs correlated to those points and the pressure points in the feet and the hands, which helps people get grounded and also helps people reach through their crown chakra to connect that way. And you have really, really good abilities. You have a lot of fairy energy. You have a lot of this sort of earth energy, but it's enlightened earth energy, and that's very important. You need to drink lots and lots of liquids, lots and lots of water to keep you kind of, for lack of a better word, flowing with that energy more. And massage might be, you know, down the line, but it feels like, you know, reflexology is included in massage, but it feels like massage and reflexology came through for you, so especially reflexology. And then you can branch off into different forms of massage. I used to have somebody say that, I need a massage, so I say that now, but it's really massage. But I thought that was such a cool way to say massage. Massage. I'm going to get a massage. So that's what's coming through. And scene. Okay. But that's what's coming through for you, Ani.
Oh, wow. Wonderful, wonderful. And, like, also, I was kind of considering, like, maybe, like, working, like, with herbs. Like do you feel like that would be, like possibly something I could also incorporate in?
Yeah, aromatherapy, because the color green and yellow, like citrine yellow, you know, that beautiful color, and green color of leaves and peridot and all that just came through right before you said what you said. So absolutely, go for that. Go for everything your intuition is guiding you to do. And it will take you where you need to go with it. You don't have to do everything at once. You want to just go step by step by step and keep all the channels and all the doors open so you decide where you want to be. Because you're a rainbow child. You have a lot of this, you know, multicolored kind of sequencing inside your, you know, for lack of a better word, your DNA, your programming, your spiritual being. And so you like to explore and you like to find out, but you want to find that one thing that keeps that grounding going so that you can connect to others in a very special and loving way. So you're on your way. It sounds really good.
Yes. I'm happy about that. Yes.
Yeah, you got to let us know when you start so we can all come and get a massage.
Alrighty, okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Take care, honey.
You too.
And
thank
if you. Make sure you take and do a half an hour session with Melissa Berman. You can get her at psycheskunwell.com. The guys are telling me that she can help you with which teachers and more with it. You are so positive. I don't want you to get out there and get a silly one who teaches you how to do the nutcracker or some crazy thing. And then people are like, here's what's good. Because you've got so much energy. Just put me to the phone. You made this psychic's night. I mean, you put me in such a good mood. I was a little kind of a grumpy bear today, and you've helped me. So rock on. Keep shining the sunlight, girl.
Wow, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I think the blog talk grabbed her. She was fun, and she's off to another dance. We love her. I'm going to go right in to grab another one. Thank you, guys. 310, what do you know, 310. Okay, they got grabbed, too. Quit grabbing our people and set us free. 678, what do you say, 678?
Hello, how are you guys?
Great.
Hi.
Right. My name is Kathy.
Excellent. We welcome you, Kathy. I know you got a question here. I got to tease you a little bit. Is the phone's acting odd? Could you hear me when I picked up the mute?
Yes.
Great. Okay. No problem. Kathy, what question have you got for the wonderful Melissa and me?
I had a question. I am starting my first stage of interview process with a healthcare company, and that has been like my dream industry to get into because I'm on the accounting and finance side, and I was trying to see if you see success or any helpful anything.
Well, this is the perfect time to start doing this, Kathy. There's such a demand for this field, and the fact that you have so much passion about it is going to get you well versed in this and way into this great new door that's opening or several doors that are opening. Feel things out when you go on these interviews. Feel it out and make sure that it feels right to you. Especially if you get multiple offers, you want to get to the place where you feel that it's you can grow with this organization, you can learn from this organization. You know, sometimes when going on job interviews, it all seems so perfect, and then one thing gets said in an interview that raises a red flag. And that's where you look, wait, I'm feeling a red flag. So let me keep all my doors open with this group, and then I'll check another group. But this feels really, really powerful because you're so specific about what it is that you do, and there's a demand for it. So you be specific in the organization that you will end up there, that you end up being with, so that you have your feet planted firmly in an organization that you know you can grow with. Jethro?
I agree very much. And they're telling me, Kathy, that there's another energy happening for you that's going to develop some things there. They're also telling me that you're working and moving some of the things in your private area to make sure you have space. Sometimes people will go through their things and their possessions to clear the area because it puts out to the universe that there's happening. Because I feel like there's something that's trying to congest you. I keep getting pressure around my chest when we're talking.
I'm just stressed.
Oh, well, you got to stress, girl. We got to cash you down. A little bit of happy hour, maybe a Savannah boy, a little piece of kebab to make you go and go, Kathy, it's all good because you are a good person. I also keep hearing the angels tell me that there's another part of the ray that it's all going to do it. It's there. We need to do the blessing also of making sure that you get out away from everybody and get that nature. Go hug a tree, walk a little bit, because the other part that's going to bring that energy is that expansion, because your psychic abilities is raised seen there too, so you've got both energies. We love you, Kathy. Definitely put in for our prizes, and I hope you helped you here.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Take care,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have a lot of individuals coming in. I want to apologize to a couple of you with the phones that have gotten bumped off in the last few minutes. We've had a little bit of an energy. We actually had a lot of energy. I had someone ask me yesterday, why does this happen? It happens with the energy and the surge. I visualize light and dark and energy is going. Well, then when we get together, me and Melissa's are both conduit projectors. As psychics and ability, we're putting out a force. So then you come in, we have a tripod, and the energy does that. It's okay because it happens. What you learn to do is that we go through with the individuals. I have a couple of people that are really upset that they can't get through. Never be upset, because you go to psychicsgonewild.com and get in with us anyway. That's how we, this is what we do. We're here to help you. You know, you just get a hold of us and get, and like we said before, there's a little fee, but there's a time for it. 6:09, it's your time. 6:09. Yes, how
yes,
are you
hello.
Doing? Hello, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Melissa and Jethro, and you are?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Tina from Jersey, how are you?
Good, how are you, Melissa?
I'm great.
Jethro.
Nice to hear
great.
From you. Go for it, Tina. Tell us how we can help you, love.
Well, here is actually it's my love life.
Joy.
I'm just trying to see what direction to go.
Meaning?
Well, there's I'm in a relationship,
okay.
And someone else is coming in, and I am kind of like just very confused.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the person that is coming in right now, I'm very confused with him.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like he feels like a bit of a player, like he knows you're seeing somebody, and so he's trying to test you a little bit. And that's not what you need. You need somebody that's traveling around, along with you. The guy that you're seeing now, does he get like a little lazy in the relationship? Like he just sort of figures it's going to be there and that's okay kind of energy now and then?
Yes.
Yeah. So the idea for you when two presents, this is great because you're aware and you're recognizing it, which is so powerful for you. And I know it feels awful sometimes. It feels awful in your heart. It makes your heart feel heavy. It makes you keep your head down. You don't want to do anything about it. It's like, leave me alone. Why can't I just be happy? So what you get to do now is, you know how people used to ride chariots? You know, like you're going to have your own chariot race with this. And it's like you get to be in the golden chariot, driving the chariot, doing what it is that you want to do. If you want to see the other guy, okay, maybe once. If you want to see the guy you've been seeing, maybe okay. It just feels like these guys need to step up their game or they're going to lose you, period, just even knowing you. So you can make a decision. You know, what kind of relationship do you really want? It doesn't feel like this new guy has your best interests at heart, even though he's charming and sweet. And if he feels like, oh, my gosh, this is like the answer to my prayers because the other guy is kind of dragging his feet. But it feels like this new guy, there's like red energy around him, and it's not the healthiest red energy, not like a ruby or not like a red chakra thing, you know. It's more like a little devilish, like it's like a little bit serpentine, a little bit draconian, and you don't want that. You want somebody who's traveling in the light with you. So you can give him the time of day and play it a little bit, but don't give him the time of day, like don't waste your time. With the other guy, it may come to the point where you just say, look, you know, get off the pot because I've got other things to do and I have other people to meet. And, you know, you don't have to force any of this, Tina. You don't have to plan anything. It's just going to kind of naturally unfold where you get to make these decisions because your guys are saying, please envision yourself in this chariot, because usually women aren't in the chariots unless they're goddesses. And there you go. There's the goddess in you. So you be in control of this. Jethro?
Yes, and I feel that with the love for you that they were telling me in the energy that was going to be another development for you. And I felt, I got to be honest, I feel that the other person in the energy is new, what the new is what they were saying. I feel that sadly something else has happened for you that's not making sense there, but I feel like this other person that this was brought in because this is the time for you to raise another level, Tina. You've developed another part. They keep telling me you're going to be very much happier. And then I saw a third person. So I know that there's something else happening here with it. The guides are bringing in people to also make you feel and know that value. I feel that it's there. And remember, you're a good, positive person. And we love you for it. So that's what the guides are saying.
You can't go wrong, Tina. You're from Jersey. There's no way you can get it wrong.
Yeah, because the second guy is giving me, like, he's telling me I'm, like, the love of his life and that kind of thing, and I'm kind of like, what?
Yeah, trust your what. Because we don't know what he's been doing. We don't know where he's been.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just be in charge. Ride that chariot, girlfriend.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us posted. Give us the dish.
I will. I will have some of this other guy coming in the picture.
Well, you got to go through this for don't even. That's where you get yourself in trouble, girl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yes.
Right. You know what you got to do now.
Yes. Thank you very much, Melissa and Jethro.
You're welcome, Miss Tina. You take care.
We are rocking and rolling. Psychic's Gone Wild. 773-897-6461 for that psychic fun. And if you're ready to have that reading and want to do it, get a hold of us at the toll-free number. Leave your name and telephone number. Remember, if you call for a free reading, my assistants are very good. They're very positive individuals. But intuitively, they will politely send you to psychicsgonewild.com. And they will also tease you very matter-of-factively, as you heard me say last week. If I come over to your house for a free hamburger, then we'll talk about the free readings. Up to that point, we have to still do that silly thing in between called the usual currency. So let's stay in the flow, and I'll help us go, and we'll help you. I had someone tease me so bad, but I do laugh about the fact that Melissa has repeatedly helped a lot of individuals here, and we have an award for her tonight. Melissa, last week when I listened to this show, you are the first person that I ever heard discuss the fact of how hard Jethro works. I am his friend from back home, and you're very right. We've teased him for years. He owned his own business, you know, at the age of 18. He also worked with a lot of us here and taught his ability in Colorado before he left. This is Mary Lou, and I'm writing to you. We love you, Melissa from Colorado. You ever want to come over here and hang out, you're all right with us, and thank you for sticking up for our friend. The award of being Jethro's real friend goes to you this year, Melissa.
Wow, I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go, Jethro. Yeah.
Yeah, so we love it. And thank you, Melissa. And I forgot you did.
Welcome.
Yes, Melissa did stick up for me. I was reading some of the things. Remember, the person was like, how many hours I worked? And you told them how hard I worked.
You work 1,000 hours a week.
Oh, and we love all of you guys. This
you
is
work
a real
in your
life
sleep.
Show.
If you, I have a feeling the feedback is at your bedside table just for emergencies, and then in the middle of the night you're just like traveling and doing a work. Yeah, I can see it.
Yes, 954, you're in live on here to Psychic's Gone Wild. Would you like to have a reading tonight? How are you, 954?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Great, welcome.
Thank you for picking up my call.
What's your name?
We're going down the list, your name.
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
I'm hearing it. She's from New York. I love it. Oi, gavalt. I'm from Delaware originally.
I know,
Sharon.
Exactly. I'm one of those Oy Vey girls. So.
Oi, gavalt. Fabulous.
That's probably why I want to ask about my children. Like, will they be successful?
Oy Vey. Oh, my son. That's really what you want to ask for sure?
I kind of like, am I going to be in my job? Maybe, I don't know.
Be
what, whatever
you,
whatever comes
your
to your
time.
Mind, really.
No, Sharon, this is your time. You decide what you want to ask.
Okay.
Be really
well,
specific.
Well, you know, I basically, my son is going to Europe, and he's studying hard. And I basically want to know if my kids are going to be like, you know, in their chosen fields and their chosen careers and good positive.
Oy, mama. Well, they're going to have to. Oh, blessing on your head, matzo bomb.
Exactly.
Okay, here's the thing. And we're talking here. And, you know, we got a coffee talk here. You know, you got to let them go. You got to let them do their thing.
Yeah.
You got to let them fall, scrap their knees a little bit. I feel, you know,
right.
They're old enough to have a reading, so I don't really have their permission.
Right.
So I'm going to just, whatever the guides share, it's sort of generalized to give you some calm and some support
right.
for you because you're the mama.
Right.
You're incredibly supportive of them, and they know that, and they don't really seem to take advantage of that. They're almost afraid to fail because they don't want to disappoint you, which is not a healthy, but all Jewish parents do this, so you can't feel guilty. Every single Jewish parent has done this, and I'm sure every parent in the world, but I can't speak for everybody, but, you know, when we can't set up kids to fail because of our expectations, we have
right.
to support kids to fly because they have dreams. Okay,
exactly.
And you can listen to that in the archives again and maybe use that as an affirmation. So your job as mom is to just, you know, be strong, supportive, and a good listener and a good shoulder. And if you need to say something to them because it's not making sense, you talk to them. You have really good communication. And the bottom line is they're going to do great because they want to do great. but they have to be able to do great for them, not for your
exactly.
approval. They know, you know, and it's very, very subconscious stuff that happens. And so the happier you are with your work and your life and they see that you're thriving, it makes it even better for them. So just trust that you're there for them. They've got their paths unfolding. Come together as a family, you know, have fun, you know, do all of that good stuff. And if you hear something that maybe isn't exactly the way you thought it could be, accept it, and if there's something you can say to share, you do that. But you don't have to feel like you've got to hold their hands every step of the way. You're a support system, and you don't always have to hold their hands. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and I don't want to take away the lesson. Believe me, they have to go through what they have to go through. But, you know, I just sort of, you know, I really just try to be there for them, you know,
always. The most important thing that you need to do right now is be happy yourself. You're a great
right,
mom. Don't
exactly.
That's not even being questioned. But for right now, your job, what your guides are sharing, is that you need to be happy for yourself.
Right.
That's
right,
what they want
exactly.
for you. That's what your kids are,
mm-hmm.
are want for you as well. It's great. There's no wrong here. It's just that's the messages that are coming through. You ask,
right.
you told.
Okay.
Jethro, what say you, Rabbi Jethro?
Yes, very much. I feel the other part of the energy for is strengthening.
Sorry.
I've got all this good loving energy coming there. Maybe because you've also dealt with some other situations that's put this in there. I do feel a little sad because I feel like that it is the part of your son doing his other growth, but I also see that there's some other things that's going to go through there that you're going to be able to strengthen by standing back. You're very much still putting the energy out. They keep showing me that you're a conduit. There's light coming from you, and I feel so grateful you called in. I have other people writing, they're going, what's going on? You guys are making silly noise. We wait all night, and you got right through with her. And I go, it's New York. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, for God's sake, it's New York. Don't even question it.
There you go. Forget about it. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I just feel like, you know, I love them so much, and I just, I don't know. I just, like, what else can I do? You know?
Be happy. You be happy.
Yes.
When you're happy,
yes.
Mama's happy, everybody's happy. You know, that thing.
Absolutely.
That, yeah, it's great that you have an open awareness and, you know, share that with them, too. Find out their spiritual stuff and, you know, not like, what are you doing? You know, not that you would, but it's like, you know, you can have that conversation eventually, and there's just going to be a whole lot of roads opening, it feels like. And it feels like the road is leading to, like, a magical castle. So that, it's all very positive.
Well, that sounds awesome. And from your mouth to God's ears.
And back again. That's my adage. From my lips to God's ears and back again.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Zygazun, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All the best. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Take care. Thanks again.
Good night. You're welcome.
We love you, Sharon. Those of you tuning in, we got a couple of other individuals still pushing and shoving and getting a little wild to do it, but we got to grab into there. Those of you went to psychicsgunwall.com and put in. If you have put in before, you're still in. You can put in another time if you want. I had someone tease me that they let me know to count. There is so many. If you look at the 3 years, I know that the person is way over 15 times that they put in that I could think of, probably a lot more than that. I don't care. What I like to do is we put these papers in. Now I've gotten it to where I've outsmarted you. I got a computer program that puts them all in, and then we shuffle it up, and we just hit a number, and it gives us one. It's like a little bingo game. So what I love about it is now it's coming up, and
I
Darren,
62,
Clark,
bingo, do I win?
Yes, and Darren, you have one in Connecticut. Oh, my goodness. I think you're the first one in Connecticut. You are the winner. And what I love here is we will be sending that out to you. Expect it 3 to 5 days, no in Florida's mail, sometime this year, because they really want to do that. No, I'm teasing. They are not that bad, and those in the Postal Service will tease me. I work real hard with them here, but it will take a little bit. We want to thank all of you callers that are calling in. This is PsycheGoneWild.com. Remember, if you get kicked out, just call back in. We got a bunch of you here on the phone. We're going to grab a few numbers. I haven't seen a few of these, so I think we're going to have a little surprises here. How about a 704? Where are you, 704, and what do you want?
Hi, folks. How are you?
Great.
Great.
How are you doing?
Okay. I love your energy. This is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Okay. I will give you a bit of an update. Spoke to you guys a bit ago, and when the lady hit me in my brand new car, I got the notification last week I'm going to get some money from that,
yes.
Which is good. I want to tell you
wow.
that. And, yeah. So that just gets me to the youth all up, and I'm back in the same situation. But the question that I had for you is, I did a bit of a qualifier test today for a position that's in line with what I've been asking for financially and some other things. And I was just trying to find out any information how that might go for me.
So you had a pre-interview?
Like it was kind of a test thing I had to take.
Mm-hmm. You did great. Oh, my. There's sirens and bells and whistles going off. You did really well. Don't you feel like you did well?
Honestly, you guys, I have no – it's like this – it's Excel, and I have no idea about Excel. I talk the lady into getting me just to that point. Like, and I didn't even talk to her. I talked to a lady who works with her. But I've been doing this all this time. You have no idea. And I talked them into just letting me take the test, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, I have this experience. And I didn't lie, but... You know, I just said, well, I know I can take the test, let me see. And
you know,
I don't
you
know
worked
anything about
it. You worked it, Jennifer.
Yeah, I've been working
it, Jennifer. Going like a wild
But I crammed. I, like, crammed yesterday. I crammed today. I had a strategy. And I really was just praying literally the whole time,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it feels like you did really just terrifically on
it. And I used my common sense. And I just, and every time I got something I felt was right, I just said, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, where you're heading with your gift of joy, you have a gift of joy, and it's so sorely lacking on this phase that we're all going through on the planet, that when somebody comes in with joy, some people either are repelled by it or they embrace it, and you charmed those ladies needed that. So for you, you know, it feels, you know, it's interesting that it's Excel, because that's about excellence and excelling. It feels really good to me. Jennifer, what do you think?
Oh, I'm feeling the same way. And I also got to tease Jennifer. Whatever's happened, you kicked me out of the chat room again. Jennifer, whenever you come in, you have this really wild energy. I just want to tease you. I think that you missed your calling. I think you and Melissa together should sit down, do some vibrations, and start healing people. We could run them through you like they do at Walmart. And you two just like, bzz, bzz.
Yeah, Walmart, I'm going to tell you about Walmart another time. Walmart needs to change that lighting in there. You go in there, and any energy that you have, it's like having your blood leaded. I know. I mean, even though there's cool things there, they've got to do something about that. That's like zombie world.
But you know what?
The products
like
are great, but yeah. But back
to you. I really
like
you guys, and I really like you, Melissa, and I think positivity just magnifies and multiplies just like negativity can.
Yeah. You know, and you got to shoot it away. You got to face it, embrace it, erase it, and just keep moving through it and for it, you know. We can't, you know, even when we're not positive all the time, we're not expected to be, but we have to find the truth in everything. And so,
warning,
you know,
you superstar,
just,
change your lighting before we send these two girls in hand to put your lights on.
Yeah, just keep the faith, Jennifer, and just keep your focus. It feels like you did really well.
Because well, yeah. I'm a little concerned because, like I said, I don't know much about it, but I said I can study during the time. But I am a little concerned because I'm working with a recruiter who's so nice, and she offered me a role that they want me in it, but it's not enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed for another role where I felt like I had been beat after I got back from it because I had to walk and my health is not the best. I ran out of medication I was supposed to take and I didn't have money. But it's a little bit more money, but not what I asked for. And so I'm in that kind of stage. And then there's another one that's even more I haven't heard anything back about. I really want to know about.
Well, you got to be, you know, cool your jets a little bit. Hold on. Hang in there. And you got to just let this play out a little bit and find out if you can get more money in the one that you like down the line. Don't
That's what we're
any
feeling.
Doors.
We love you, Jennifer. They're giving us the whistle. We got 10 minutes left, so hang in there. Go in and get the time with us that we've got. 614, you're next on Psyche's Gone Wild. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
Hi. This is Lori. I haven't called for a while.
Nice to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got settled in California.
How was your trip? west, young girl?
Huh?
How was your trip west, young girl?
Oh, it was a two-day long trip.
Boy.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Welcome.
Yes. But
when did you
I just
to go to Melissa, huh?
But I just can't seem to get motivated to finish unpacking. What's wrong with me?
Because you've been traveling and you don't have to do it all at once. You're not supposed to do it all at once. There'd be no creativity in that. You don't have to rush anymore. You've landed. So give yourself permission to kind of just unfold and enjoy and get used to the energy here. It's very different. And there's no rush on it. You just let go. Relax. You just came across country. Give it some space.
I did. I'm loving it.
Yeah, take as much time as you need. Make it the way you want. That's what you wanted to ask?
No. No, I just wanted to ask, I feel like I need to do something.
What? California should you do? Is that what you're...
What?
What do you... Be really specific, love.
Like, a direction, like, you know, my creativity, I guess.
Well, everything's with you, you know, it's like nothing has left you. You're just in a new space that you've got to figure out how you fit in with this new energy and what it has to offer you. And do you do stuff with paper?
Huh?
Do you do some kind of paper, like work with paper, like crafts or origami or something with paper? I'm being shown like beautiful white paper that's cut into these flowers, but they're flat with embossing. It's really interesting.
No, I do sketch.
I sketch. And do you, okay, well, do you scrapbook at all or anything like that?
No, no journaling, no
kind of like self-reflection stuff?
No, not so much.
Okay,
no.
So that's what your guides are sharing then, you know. Get a really pretty notebook with embossed. You're going to find one, maybe it is white with a flower on the front. That might be where it is. You want to start journaling your experiences more.
Okay.
And you can sketch those experiences, but part of your creativity needs to come from that place inside that is your spiritual spark. And that's what everybody's, I always say that's everybody's birthright, that creative spark within is the divine spark. So what your guides are sharing is that you need to have more self-reflection about everything you've been up to and what you're doing, where you're heading, so that you're more in control of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to unfold accordingly to your higher self. Plan and to the plan that the universe has for you, but to implement it and to give yourself more, for lack of a better word, co-creating in it, you need more self-reflection time. It's not like you just travel across country, you landed, now reflect on it a little bit. Now write about it a little bit. Like Jethro and I always talk about, and all the teachers talk about, get out in nature a little bit more. Explore a little bit every day. And
okay.
Creatively, you know, you're gonna kind of start by being creative in reverence to your connection to the divine, and you're going to see stuff unfold. Jethro?
I agree. They keep saying that, and I do feel that part of the etching and what I saw with it is you're putting that together, and that's writing around it is what I saw. Like, it looked to me, when she was talking about saving it, you do your sketch, and then you write around it and put it into a journal and diary, because there's pieces later you're going to talk about with other people, and I see you putting it together in a really good way of an involvement. It's going to be something that you could publish later, but you've got to write about those things you're feeling and sensing.
Okay.
I know. We love you, Lori, and I welcome you for calling in. I apologize, but they've given us that usual sign. It looks like they're going to kick us right out that lovely door here in about, actually, a couple of minutes. And I got a taste of you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, yeah. Welcome, and all the best. We got 10 minutes? Did my clock stop?
Yeah, we do. For some reason, they keep bouncing it back and forth, so I apologize with you guys. I don't know why, but if Blog Talk, when it does that, sometimes it will push us out a little quicker. But it says sometimes we have 10 and then sometimes we have 2. So that tells me that whatever we're good, we get to be good. So we're going to go with what we've got. I apologize, but it means we're really, really busy, which is really good. 315, you're on live. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jethro, this is Annette.
Yay, and where you been hiding on me? You said you were my friend and you ran off again, didn't you?
No, I called in last night too. I think I was the next caller.
Oh, yay. Uh-huh.
But it's okay, I like to listen too, you know.
Hi, this is Annette.
I know you love Melissa, I love her too.
So this is Annette, Melissa.
Oh, Annette, hi honey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, you guys, I had somebody that came in my life, and about as soon as he came in, I threw him out. Did I do a wrong thing or what?
No! You gotta trust that more. Annette, you are so powerful and beautiful and strong, and you are so right on when you follow your intuition like that. And the problem is we as women get that. It's like the, I don't know if it's mothering, nurturing, crone, you know, maiden, crone, girl, whatever all that is. But with and I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm just trying to find the words. But we get into that, oh, no, and there's that part of us that has whatever abandonment issues we have, whatever, daddy doesn't love me or mommy doesn't love any of those childhood things, they rear their ugly heads when we make those strong decisions. But when we make those strong decisions, we cut those cords of the past so that we cannot have to keep doing that. So somebody else is definitely coming in. That feels like you are just doing exactly what you're trusting yourself more. It's fantastic. What do you say, Jethro? Right on?
I do, right on, and I also feel that you're right where you need to be, and I'm so glad, Annette. I know I tease you mercifully that you're one of my friends, not only with Facebook, just a real friend, because she writes me in the day. She takes time out. She doesn't say free, free, free. She writes me and actually asks, you know, questions that are normal. She talks to me about life, and I love your pictures of the swimming. And I had someone write me, go, Jethro, you're friends with everybody on Facebook. Not true. But I love to tease with you because I'm also feeling that not only are you putting him out of this situation, something else was happening, and we now have our time back. So whatever you're doing, Annette, keep doing it. I think you just got the vibration. We get to play longer on Psyche's Gone Wild. We got people on the bottom that are going to hurt if we just shut off right then. And I'm supposed to tell you the angel said that he has done something that you need not know. It's you did the right thing because he keeps going back and forth. I saw some... I'm going to be really rude. You guys are not going to like me. I can see the email. They said he had someone he was kissing when he was peeking at you.
Oh, yeah. I know that. That's why I just deleted and blocked him, and that's why I have my new status.
Cool.
Yay, girl.
Well, you go, girl, because we got a lot of cuties in the floor. You decided to come down here.
Okay, honey. Well, thank you very much, you guys.
You are welcome, Annette. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm listening in tonight, Jethro, and I need to know. I need to know what happened to Melissa before. You told me that I was going to get to be able to be on tonight, and I give you my number, and I'm not going to repeat it over the air, but I don't have you, 616. I am saying it over the air, but I don't know where it is. You were supposed to call in tonight. You had asked me. You'd never done the show before, and so I feel that, you know, you're writing here, but you've got to call in, 773-897-6461. If you're listening to the show and you're not hearing that, or you're not hearing Melissa and Jethro, you may be on another show. I know that a lot of individuals will type in the word psychic. So when you hear this in the archives, know that we were here for you. I have told you when you wrote me today to please contact me here. I do apologize, but you called on my cell phone, and I was driving to work to do readings. So we are here for you. 832, we got time for you. You called in too, 832. What about you?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
I apologize. We're a little bit there going on with the energy. It's like it seems to be with it. I guess we got to go. Sorry about that. How about 203?
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing? You sound like you're having a party too. I don't know. These guys are getting all wild tonight. Here we go. How about it? Some of the phones are going on. 484. How are you, 484?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yay.
Hey.
Wow. That was odd. The previous two callers weren't there.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Denise.
Hi, Denise. How can we help you? We're so glad you got through.
Yes, me too. I got a lot of things going on in my life, and I feel like I'm a mess. There's just so much going on and things that aren't good, but I'm going nowhere because there's just too much. It's just too much.
Are you finding... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sweetheart.
Finances? Oh, that's been tough for months now. Finances, yeah.
So what's your question, hon?
Well, I have a lot of questions. I'd like to know, like, why this, why that, why this, why that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just pick, like, the first thing that comes to your heart so we can tune in for you.
All right. Well, there's two things that are going on that are really on my mind. And one is, you know, my brother passed away on June 22nd.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that's just haunting me. It's causing me, you know, really bad depression.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way everything happened. I have a lot of questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you can tell me that will help me feel better?
You know, it wasn't your responsibility or your fault, number one. And number two, he's in a better place. For whatever reason, his transition was necessary for his what they're saying, sharing is for Savior. It was like, if that didn't happen, something else would have. So your role in this is to grieve and to heal your grief. And when you're ready and when your brother's ready, there'll be more communication. Right now, you've got a clean house. The first guidance that came through when you were sharing the earlier part of your conversation is that you've got a clean house. If there are people around you that are not supporting you, you have to cut them loose. If there's a situation that has brought you nothing but stress, and you've got to move away from it. You've got to start doing this physical weeding so that, you know, metaphorically, so that your garden can be replanted and grow. Spiritually, you've been knocked down, and you've got to get back up. You've got to take time for you. You've got to take time for, you know, walking by the water or under a tree or praying and meditating. You've got to take more time for you. You've got to start healing from the inside out, and only you can do that. The exterior forces are getting your attention so that you can get to a point of not complacency, but you want to get to a point of thriving. So little baby steps with that. Your brother's going to try to contact you through dream state when you're a little bit less freaked out, for lack of a better word, and he's trying to get situated where he is, and, you know, all is well. Just know that. And for you, for your personal path, you've got to take more time in regenerating it. You're down to the cellular level. You know, you're out of balance chemically. I'm not a doctor, but the guidance that comes through is always very, very helpful, along with, you know, medical. Your chemistry is off. And if you're doing, you know, if you're doing any kind of stimulants or, you know, whatever you're doing, you've got to clear out stuff.
No, I don't do any kind of drugs.
Not drugs, but if you're doing, like, caffeine as a stimulant, or if you're doing tea as a stimulant, or soda, anything like that kind of comes in and out, that they're not saying that you're drug stimulant is as simple as like green tea. Complete calm, like carrot juice and things like that, to get back to yourself. Jethro, how about you?
I'm feeling that, and I want to thank you for calling in, Denise, because they tell me there's another part of your energy that's taking effect there too, and you've got to make sure that you're getting that sun and that light energy, and because I feel so sad there. It is more than even before the brother passed, and I feel the real energy there. The strength says it's going to happen. And we welcome all of you. I hope that helped. We're going to go ahead at this point and call it a one. We love all of you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those of you got put out, don't get it. Sometimes it's just the way the phone plays with it. Get a hold of us, psycheskonwall.com. Melissa, tell them what you want to tell them before this time they do put us out that door.
Everybody, before you get on air, say a little invocation. Say a little blessing that it's clear communication, protected in the divine's light, and, you know, everything is sacred, whatever's truth for you. And that will change a lot of this energy. Jethro and I do our preparation before we come on air, and if you can do something, too, that you feel comfortable with, that will really help generate that. Also, during this week, till we talk again, be good to yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Do something nice for yourself. Even if you buy like a tulip at the grocery store, do something nice for yourself this week till we meet again. And we love all of you. Thank you, Jethro.
We'll get to you next time. Call us tomorrow night. We'll be here. We're going wild. Well, this is the best. See you next week. Don't you forget. Well, the way to be.